College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Every Wednesday at this time, we welcome the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, in studio for this hour. Rich, this is extra special this morning. You were Pittsburgher of the Year just a couple of years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah. And we have with us, just announced, the Pittsburgher of the Year with us live. She is the CEO of Pittsburgh International, which is actually the Allegheny County Airport Authority, correct?
Yep.
Christina Kasotis is with us. Congratulations, Christina. I bet coming from New
Thank
England,
you very much.
From New Hampshire, from Boston, you never would have imagined that you're a Yinzer. After 10 years, here you are.
Yeah, this is a big surprise. I mean, I'm actually shocked and I'm thrilled and I'm flattered and I'm still a little surprised. But very grateful.
And well-deserving, Christina. It's, when I got this news and I had to bite my tongue and not even tell Larry a couple weeks ago, I said, there's going to be big news coming up. We're going to want to get someone on the air. But, I'm reading this. The story was fantastic about, how you grew up and your travels through your career. I don't imagine, as Larry said, that the people said, where are you going to be when you finish your career, get near your career? Oh, I'm going to be Pittsburgher of the Year, this girl from Boston. So I'm sure that's not was on your radar screen, but what you've done for this region has just been transformational. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. You're right. This is not on my bingo card anywhere. And really not until I got that call, Rich, when I was in the summer of 2014. So as I think I told you at one point, I had never met anybody from Pittsburgh in my life that I recall. And now, whether I'm in China or in Boston, almost everybody I meet has a Pittsburgh connection or a connection to the region. And it's fascinating to me. So I guess this is where I was supposed to be. Who knew? It just took me a long time to get here.
That 3-year stay is extended, and we're glad we extended the 3-year to the 10-year and a few more. And I'm going to have Paul Rasmussen, who's a big airport aficionado, jump in here. He's got some questions, but this year is finally here. Paul, you want to take it away?
Sure. Thank you, Rich. Christina, congratulations again on the award. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I was asking earlier. I know that you're going to get the airport up and rolling before passenger service begins. There's going to be some dry runs, things like that. Will there be an opportunity for the public to come and check out the new terminal and walk around before it actually opens?
Oh, of course. We'll do a public open house. Absolutely. Yes. We have tours where people can do window tours today. You can sign up and see what's going on from inside the terminal. And we have every intention of holding a big open house prior to the formal opening to the public. I mean, we are doing a lot of trials and testing already. We're already testing the baggage system, for example. So we're testing systems, but then we will absolutely hold a very big open house for the public so they can get a sense of what to expect.
And also, there's going to be changes in the concourses, isn't there? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, there's a lot changing in the existing terminal, which was so brilliantly designed back when it was prior to being opened in 1992. So that X design holds, where you have a large center core and then the four concourses. And we are doing massive renovations to the center core to upgrade it. We are actually wrapping those big semicircular red trusses
in fabric, sort of a white stretchy fabric, and just bringing a little bit more of a modern flair to the existing terminal. We are opening up that center core, so it'll be almost the size of Market Square. And then you'll be able to go down the concourses, which will have new hold rooms, so new seating in the areas where you wait to get onto your plane. The restrooms are all being upgraded. It's just a massive refresh going on, and that's what the passenger can see behind the walls. We're also upgrading a lot of systems that had to be deferred in terms of maintenance over the years, just because there wasn't any money. And so we're really giving the whole thing a massive upgrade on the in the existing terminal.
People that know this world have called this transformational. One of the things that I think we can all be proud of and share in is this airport runs on natural gas and solar energy, the microgrid, and is the only airport in the world self-sufficient when it comes to energy. So kudos to you and Rich and your team for making this happen.
This was one of the things Christina really and her team pushed. Yeah. Innovation, innovation, innovation. Talk about this a little bit, Christina.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. I mean, first of all, you know, the deal with CNX was done before I got here. And that was actually a huge incentive for me in terms of being attracted to the job, as I understood that the community understood that the resources in and around the airport were critical. So the fact that natural gas was part of the, you know, resource bank was really important. And being able to put that to use to power the airport actually allows us to be incredibly resilient. So the grid is our backup. And what that means is if the grid ever goes down, if there's ever a blip, our operations are never going to be affected. And that's a really big, important thing for us at the airport. It also allowed us to lower the cost of energy and, you know, just to produce less carbon overall. It's been incredibly successful. We have been operating this way for over 2 years now. Anyway, 21, so over three years now. And it's something that that other parts of the industry are watching and asking us about. We hope that more and more airports will do this. And it's been really important to be able to support the natural gas industry as well as to add renewables into the mix.
I think another thing that you really should be proud of, Christina, is while you're building a new airport that is going to be transformational when it opens up, and we're all going to be so excited, all the you know, bells and whistles and everything exciting about it, but you set records in 24. While you're building a new airport, you had the highest passenger service that we've had, O&D, as Larry was talking about before, since 1980. Yep. Every week, every month, you were setting records this summer and fall. So you're building an airport while you're running an airport, busiest it's ever been, and the inconvenience was minimal. Congratulations on that.
Well, it depends. It depends. If you were one of the people in one of those long TSA lines, you might not have felt it was minimal. I do recognize that there's an inconvenience factor, but it's going to be over soon. And to your point, Rich, we are sustaining the highest levels of passenger traffic that the community has seen in decades, which is such a good sign that the economy is doing well and that the Pittsburgh economy is doing well. People still want to fly. And, you know, our job is to make sure that the flights are there so that people can get where they want to go or that people can come in from where they want to travel from in order to get into the region. So thank you. I appreciate that. It's taken a team. I have a phenomenal team that I get to work with every day, and they're just as committed to making sure that we get this done and done well while we operate well as I am.
I was there in October of 1992 broadcasting for KDKA when the airport opened. I'm hoping to be there this year. Do we have a month target? I'm thinking late summer, maybe October this time.
Oh, no, we're not in late summer. Definitely not. We would never open in the peak season. So let me just disabuse everybody of the fact that this will be opening in the summer. It's likely to be in the fall, and we would be happy to have you broadcast live from that.
Yes. So, how about that, Larry?
This will be truly, for me, bookends of of a great expansion. This is exciting. Well, read all about it. Pittsburgh Magazine, Pittsburgher of the Year, Christina Kasotis. Congratulations. 10 years here in the Berg. You're officially a Yinzer, and that's wicked good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Christina. Congratulations again. Well-deserved, well-earned, and we're so excited about what's coming up later this year. Thanks.